Could you please take your seats, ladies and gentlemen? God, this is...
Just for everybody who's flying...
Please, ladies and gentlemen, we have to start another meeting with the NCSG. Apologies for this. But it is important that we start early. The public forum starts immediately afterwards, so it's good I can look this way. Okay, we're going to start in 1 minute. If you could please take your seats. All right, let's have the recording on, please. Thank you very much. And let's have the introduction, please.
Good afternoon, all participants in Singapore, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of our remote participants. Welcome to the ICANN Expected Standards of... Sorry. I'm ready. Apologies. Welcome to the ICANN 49 Singapore ALAC and NCSG, this 27th day of March 2014. Over to you, Olivia.
Thank you very much, Susie. And I'm glad to note that I have not drunk the tea that has just been given now. Several people have, and they are laughing. I don't know what the thing. They have white leaves, green leaves. I hope they're not going to start smoking leaves. Let's get back to being serious. We have quite a full agenda here in front of us. There are several members of the NCSG that have come to join us in the room. I would like themselves to briefly introduce themselves, please, because I don't know if we know each other. We have... Okay, we can do quickly around the room. Let's start with Eduardo, please. Just quick, your name and affiliation.
Eduardo Diaz, ALAC, Tennis Society of Puerto Rico.
Sorry. Fátima Cambronero, Ajeya Densi, Argentina.
Avri Doria, NCSG, completely unknown to ALAC.
Siranush Vardanyan, APRLO Acting Chair.
Steven Antilaxing, ALAC member from Latin America Caribbean.
Evan Leibovich from Toronto, ALAC Vice Chair and barely recognizable to myself right now.
Sandra Hoferichter, ALEC from the European region.
Hello, Jean-Jacques Subrenard, member of the ALEC from Europe.
Garth Bruin, Neuralo Chair from the United States.
Holly Raish, ALEC from APRALO.
And Maureen Hilliard, ALEC from APRALO.
Okay. Rafik Damak, Chair of the NCIG.
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, ALEC Chair.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Ariel Lam, ICANN staff.
Susie Johnson, ICANN staff.
Sylvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
Leon Sanchez, ALEC member, LAGRALO.
Tijani Benjamin, vice chair of ALAC. Alan Greenberg, ALAC from Naralo, and completely unknown to the NCSG and GNSO.
Maria Farrell, NCSG, councillor from Europe.
Ajawatara, ALAC, Afralu.
Rudy Vansnik, MPOC Policy Committee Chair and previous member of Euralo Board. Klaus and still in ALS.
Klaus Stoll, NCSG and Council.
Glenn McKnight, Naralo Secretariat and ISAW Canada.
Marile Maciel, NCUC, NCSG Policy Committee from Brazil.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any other members of NCSG in the audience? Or
Magali Pazello, NCSG and GNSO Council.
Thank you. And
Stephanie Perrin, NCUC.
Okay, thanks very much. So we've gone through the introductions, and we have three items on our agenda. The first one is the cross-community work and internet governance position. That's the cross-community working group work, which, as we know, was started by the NCSG and the ALAC during the last meeting in Buenos Aires. We have internationalization of IANA, which, of course, has now been renamed. This agenda was actually built before the IANA developments, and the correct name is Holly Reich.
The transition of the stewardship of the IANA function.
Transition of the stewardship of IANA function, and then update on Atlas 2 and how NCSG can participate. Shall we start with the cross-community working group, Rafiq?
Thanks, Olivier. I think it's funny that we had 3 years ago the same meeting to talk about another cross-community working group, which was the JAS at that time. So I think that's proof that how ALAC and NCIG can work in many in common ground. So we proposed this topic because we initiated the effort in Buenos Aires. And we may, as I recall, Ivan made the statement in the public forum, and then it quickly started. So the issue here that I think is with what's happened with the NTIA announcement, we need really a kind of how to work together and to move forward with this working group, and in particular how we can focus on the to make it chartered between all SO and AC, so we can continue the work about internet governance issue, the broader internet governance issue. And so that's, I think, that basically when we proposed it in that time, it was not really the idea. It was a few weeks ago. It was mostly how we can make maybe a common statement to support the contribution, but now we have kind of update that we need to handle it together.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. And just as a quick history, so the NCSG and ALAC came together, started it up, other communities joined, and quickly the first task that appeared on the horizon of this working group was the Brazil meeting, which then got renamed to Net Mundial. And the timings were very, very tight. A statement needed to be supplied by the a few weeks later. I can't remember if it was the end of January or end of February. It was very, very short.
End of
February. End of February. The working group started work on a charter, as all cross-community working groups need to have a defined charter, which defines its scope, its membership, the rules by which it actually operates, etc. But in the face of the fact that charters sometimes take weeks, if not months, to put together, depending on how the discussion goes, the working group dropped the work on the charter for the time being and ended up just focusing on the statement, and managed to file a statement at Net Mundial, which was neither groundbreaking but nor controversial, which was the reason why there appeared to be agreement among all of the participants of the group itself. At least there were no objections from the participants in the working group. And I mention here the participants in the working group because without a charter, the participants are neither able to represent their community nor to purport to be part to be the ICANN community as such. So that as a result, a statement was filed with Net Mundial that was from the cross-community working group itself, not from the ICANN community. But it was better than nothing because had this statement not been filed, there would have been absolutely no voice, no cross-community voice from members of the ICANN community in the Net Mundial. Not only that, but because this statement was built entirely on multi-stakeholder principles and with us working with each other, because the contribution was made, it probably is one of the one of the only, if not the only, and I haven't been able to check that, but one of the only contributions that was built according to the principles that it actually talks about. A lot of the principles which are being talked about are very theoretical in nature, and this one is actually a practical implementation of a principle that it describes. So that's a small win. For some, there was an idea that, well, this was the win and this was the end of it. There are challenges to the group itself. First, the very fact that it doesn't have a charter means that technically it doesn't really exist, which is an imaginary working group. It doesn't mean that the contribution is imaginary. The contribution does exist. And so we're kind of working with the carriage before the horses, and this is well understood at the moment. But this is a regular thing at ICANN. Things often happen with a result having to happen yesterday. So at the moment, there have been discussions, I understand, between the GNSO and the CCNSO and some concerns being emitted from several of the supporting organizations and some of the advisory committees too. And there was a question which was asked to the members of the working group when it met face-to-face on Wednesday, whether any of the members of the working group believed that the working group should be shut down or disbanded. No one asked for this. Everyone wanted to continue. So the members of the group itself that were present at the meeting were interested in continuing. It really is down to the supporting organizations and advisory committees to be able to agree to this. The plan that the working group set itself was to now concentrate on the charter drafting, and an action item involved several members of the working group, including members of the GNSO and of the CCNSO, the two supporting organizations that had the most concerns, to focus immediately into putting together a charter. Recent discussions I have had with those members tell me that they don't believe we are far from a charter. It could be a matter I was going to say weeks, I'm told days, but you never know with these things. But certainly a first draft will be put on the table, possibly next week. So that's the latest that I know from my side. Do you have anything else to add? Because I was not in the GNSO, CCNSO meetings, and I know that there have been concerns. In fact, some members of the working group itself have had concerns about this. So I was going to let the floor over to whoever wishes to speak, and, well, basically open the floor now for discussion and questions. And if anyone from the ALAC who is not part of the working group wishes to comment on this. So, Avery Doria.
Thank you, Avery Doria, speaking. I think we've learned a lesson, actually probably a couple good lessons from the experience with this ad hoc group. I refuse to call it a working group. But anyhow, from this ad hoc group, or I could call it an ad hoc working group, that's okay. And two of them, and one is the things that come out of this meeting is it's all well and good for NCSG and ALAC to agree to do something together, but we in NCSG, if it's an organizational thing, then we in NCSG are not really agreeing to do it. We're agreeing to take it to the GNSO to try and socialize it so that it can be done. Because my perception of part of the problem, the origin problem in this one, and it is one that I, as I said yesterday in a meeting with the CCNSO, that I'm as guilty of as anyone. In fact, I was one of the fundamental wrong people at the beginning, was that in great enthusiasm, we started something that never quite fit. And because it was started in that way, I believe that that's what got in the way of doing a charter. And that's why it took so long to getting the charter work off the ground, was partly because who's NCSG agreeing to start a cross-community working group with ALAC, and we had to overcome that particular energy barrier. So I think that's the first lesson. I think it's great that we have these, and we should meet, and we should agree to do stuff, but when NCSG agrees to do it, what we're agreeing to do is to go forth and try and convince the GNSO to do it with it. The other thing is, I think, the critical nature of charters. And I know that I've been the major pain in the neck for the coordinators of the ad hoc cross-community working group, and I continue to be, because of the absence of a charter. And a charter is what makes a group legitimate, is what makes a working group legitimate. It is what allows it to move on even when it's having difficulties. And so I believe getting work done quickly is not a good enough reason to not do a charter. It's a good enough reason to lock people in a room and say, you better get this charter done quick, otherwise we won't get the work done. It's a great forcing function for completing a charter, but I would really recommend that when we do these things in the future, we really get that basis built quickly. We all know that a project without a project plan, building something without a foundation, is eventually going to run into a crisis, and there's no way to fix it other than to go back and start again. So thanks, and apologies for the pain and anguish I have caused the two coordinators of the group who were trying to get something done, and I kept being an irritant.
Thank you very much, Avery. Are you saying reboot or close and open new?
I don't know, and that's really, I think, what came out of yesterday's conversation with the CCNSO Council and the GNSO Council was that whether we need to start another group and rebuild or reboot, it's you guys that are the chairs of all these groups. You know, you and Jonathan and you know, Brian, et cetera, who need to now figure out whether the group can sort of be rebuilt and repurposed with multiple function, which is a more difficult charter to build, or the specific one item, you know, IANA transition item working group that we talked about yesterday. And I think it could go either way. I think, as I say, building a general purpose cross-community working group on everything to do with IANA and Net Mundial and internet governance and all that might be harder to build than the specific one and just build these groups when we go along. But really, the thing that I think is critical is that the ACSO chairs come to an agreement by coming back to your groups and all that stuff, but really solve that problem. I think it could go either way. I think you guys got to figure it out.
Okay, thank you very much, Avery. And part of the informal feedback I have received from the various individuals that you have quoted just earlier does indicate that as soon as the word IANA is mentioned, hair gets raised in the back of some necks, and it then takes things in a different manner. I've got Bill Drake in the queue, and then, of course, the floor is open for comments and questions. So, Bill, you have the floor.
Thank you. Bill Drake from NCUC. 3 points. First, the original sin, I think, wasn't really a sin, but may have been perceived as such. Fadi called that meeting, said, you guys ought to have a group. The next day, we got together as part of our regular meeting and said, why don't we try to boot something up and encourage others to join? And you immediately got some muttering from other circles about why are these two groups the initiator of all this, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, it was a completely good faith effort, and there was nothing, no agenda behind that other than the fact that these were groups that were committed to trying to move the dialogue forward. But nevertheless, perceptions matter in this environment, and there's a lot of history and so on that shapes all that. Given that that's the case, I would say in rebooting this, and I think it's worth preserving this space, you might well consider inviting another group to provide a co-facilitator or rotating one of the existing co-facilitators in order to try to get more buy-in, just so that it isn't the rap anymore that this is something that, you know, ALAC and NCSG have gone off and done, because I think that that's always could introduce some resistance. The second point is, I would say, for me, I think that there is a real need within the ICANN ecosystem. We have our own ecosystem on top of the larger ecosystem we fit into, to have a space to try to talk about and respond to a broad range of internet governance issues. And quite frankly, one of the things that this experience, I think, demonstrated, I mean, I think we all knew this anyway, but those of us, we have this real bifurcation. Those of us who spend a lot of time in the United Nations-type environment and the broader IG environment have fairly clear ideas about what IG is and how ICANN fits into the IG tapestry. There are a lot of people who come from the ICANN community specifically, who are in business and so on, who have not been part of that larger set of debates, find the concept of internet governance mysterious, are not following all these other processes. And so you start to get sort of foundational resistance about what are we even doing and what are we trying to talk about, et cetera. And that, I think, has been a barrier. So certainly one of the things I think this group could try to do as part of the chartering process, but also beyond that, is to try to take some steps to promote some convergence and shared learning, mutual understanding about what is the subject matter that we're dealing with, and try to devise a work program that has some concrete deliverable outcomes, you know, like whether it's on a quarter basis or twice a year basis, something focal that we would focus on together where there's consensus that this could be useful activity. Last point, the IANA thing, I think, is going to have to be separate, personally. I just did talking with people here. I know that there's an intellectual rationale for saying that the IANA ought to fall within this group. But I even heard people saying in the CCWG meeting yesterday and elsewhere, well, IANA is separate from internet governance. And I was like, what? Really? It is? Yeah. Well, so there are a lot of people who don't kind of get that positioning. But clearly there's a lot of heightened sensitivity on the part of certain private sector players around exactly how this IANA process will be done. And I have a pretty strong sense that we're going to get a push from the GNSO and the CCNSO for them to take the lead in initiating a group that would do this. And if we and strong resistance to this group doing it. I mean, we heard twice yesterday in two different meetings the CCNSO say, if this group touches IANA, we pull out. So that's right there. Do you want to try to overcome that kind of stuff? I would say, you know, accept that, you know, perhaps for that specific specialized thing, we need to have a separate group because it's a highly politicized and fast-moving thing. This group can be an ongoing, longer-term thing, but the IANA group, we need to mobilize a community process soon, or else you'll end up with a staff-driven process on the transition, and a lot of people will resist that, and it'll introduce a lot of problems. Did you want to go next?
Thank you very much for this, Bill. It's a very charged topic indeed. As soon as you pronounce INA, the number of people I have spoken to yesterday, all sorts of stakeholders, it appears that everyone wants to do something about it, and it appears that what they want to do is not something that the other stakeholders want to do. So it's going to be a big, big discussion. Maria Farrell, you're next. Oh, Marilia. Okay. Marilia Maciel.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Marilia speaking. I'd like to pretty much agree with the evaluation that Bill did just now about the importance of this working group right now. I think that we are in a very critical moment of broader internet governance discussions. We are in the middle of the WSIS review process. We have many important events coming up. And I think that the community will be asked to participate. And the working group could be a space for production of knowledge, dissemination of knowledge, and to percolate these topics inside our communities and make ICANN participate in a more engaged manner on this WSIS review process. I entirely trust the steering, the chairs, to make a decision about what is best to do in terms of restarting the group or continuing the group. My personal impression is that when we restart something, there's usually the political risk of starting a new endeavor. And it looked to me that most people in the working group did not want the working group to finish. And there's also... it looks bad to say that a good initiative that produced something useful to Net Mundial should be finished. So I think we should take advantage from the positive image that we have acquired in the community and maybe expand the group or restructure the group or invite new people, but continue with the group. But again, I trust you politically entirely to make that decision. In terms of if the group should tackle IANA or not, I think that the meeting, it was clear that there is no consensus about that. And I think that the importance that the group continues is much more broader than if we tackle IANA. I understand it's a very political issue, and probably people are going to start another group for that, and that's okay. My only concern is not related to the working group, but how the non-commercial interests will be represented in the IANA transition discussions, because the proposal to start a working group may mean a lot of things, including that these discussions are going to be led inside the community by people who have commercial interests on the transition. So regardless of the fact that this existing working group will tackle IANA or not, and probably it won't, I think that we need to make sure as non-commercial interest representatives as a whole that non-commercial interests are going to be inserted into the process, and we need to discuss probably in another occasion how to do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilia. And we have a comment on, or a question, it says here on the chat. Susie, would you like to read it to the record, please?
Susie Johnson, for the record. This chat, this question comes from Gretchen Gottlich, and she says, how ICANN et al. Is learning to govern on a global scale? Lots of issues, and it's a sign of the times of the world we live and grow into. How ICANN works through this will be definition set a precedent of how such global issues will be resolved. You all should be proud. You are all leaders and are on uncharted waters.
Well, thank you very much. There's a smile on my face. Literally, we are on uncharted waters, which might not be the sort of thing you want. But, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting... certainly, there is always this pioneering spirit in this community, in all of the ICANN communities. I'd like to open the floor and ask ELAC members that are present in the room. I've asked for a quick count to see if we have a majority of ELAC members, and we do. With regards to the continuation of the working group itself, I know there's been a lot of discussions in the corridors, etc., and I wondered whether there was anyone who would support the closing down of the working group itself. So We have 13 ALAC members, I think, in the room at the moment. So I don't see anyone. So we did the same sort of consensus, sort of temperature of the room type thing. It's not a consensus call per se because we'd have to follow procedures, but there was no the same sort of response as what we just had here on the working group itself. Holly, you wanted to say something. You'd put your card up. Holly Reich.
Well, you asked if we wanted to close it down, and I thought I should put my hand down. Perhaps the alternative is put my hand up. I think there's still plenty of work to do. I think that there'll be a lot of issues arising out of Brazil meeting. I don't think that that's going to be the end of it. I absolutely agree with the other sentiment in the room, which is the whole IANA issue should remain absolutely separate, not because they're not linked, but because it's just too dangerous to link the two, and the existence of the committee will be able to pick up the issues coming out of the sort of the transition arrangements. Let's keep the work going, but make it very clear that the whole issue of IANA is a separate one, and we could probably draw up a very narrow charter to say what we're going to do in this time frame is X, and then have perhaps much smaller and separate membership, because I think almost all of the SOACs are developing their own statements about process due April 7. I think it's incumbent upon us to come up with our own statements about the transition or the process for implementing the transition arrangements. And that's a very short-term thing, so it can be very nicely corralled, I think. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Holly. Jean-Jacques Subrenat.
Thank you, Chair. This is Jean-Jacques Subrenat. I'd like to rebound on what Holly had just said. I don't have a strong opinion about the working group aspect of it. I'd like to drill down on the transition of the stewardship of IANA function part of it.
Oh. In respect to the CCWG's work, or are we now slowly transitioning to the second part of the...
That was my question.
That's what I was going to ask. Let's see with Eduardo. Eduardo?
I will support to keep the... this is a word for the record. I will support to continue having this cross-working group open because, it creates a venue to continue dialogue, not only about this theme, but maybe other things that might be... that we may have in common. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I think we can close item number one. Certainly the right screen has died. We can close item number one and move to the next thing, which is the IANA discussion. And so Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, this is Jean-Jacques. Yes, this separation between the working group discussion and this new one is much clearer. Like Holly, I think that the important thing is actually that the point of view and the requirements of the user community be reflected and taken into account. How this is done, I don't know. Whether we should really aim for a cross-community statement, because it will carry more weight. But if we can't find the appropriate partners to do that, speaking only for ALAC, I think that we should in any case make a statement. Because the points of view of various parts of the community will necessarily be quite different. So I think that our input is really crucial. Simply at this stage, I don't know what is the best way to get it.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques Subrenat. So as we heard, this is a politically charged issue. I have been part of several meetings of SO and AC chairs on the matter. There was also a meeting of SO, AC, and SG chairs on the matter with some material that was presented to the community, to those community leaders before Monday over the weekend, and there was already a lot of furore, I think is the word I'd like to use here. Heat. Spice. You get the idea. And as a result, the proposals were amended somehow. But there is still some significant confusion across the different communities, what the scope is, what the process is. And I'm not quite sure, what did you get out of the consultation sessions on Monday morning and Monday afternoon? I thought maybe that might be a good thing that we could share. In the meantime, we have Bill.
Just on the IANA point, well, first, a preface. Nothing, of course, in any of this precludes ALEC, NCSG, or any other group from making its own statements. I mean, right? We want to pursue two tracks. We want to try to have the common ground stuff where we can to exchange ideas and move towards mutual understanding. And when there's texts that are sufficiently non-threatening to all, we can do that at a joint level, but all of us should do our separate things as well and not feel constrained. On this point, though, I just want to note, what I kept hearing from people last night at the reception was, this is something that the CCNSO and the GNSO should launch and kind of run, and then others will be invited in. And I heard this from multiple people. And
as a cross-community working group?
Yes, or as a cross-community working group on the
GNSO and CCNSO with the ACs not having a vote at the end or something?
A cross-community working group on IANA initiated by the CCNSO and the GNSO. And I would only note that in that context, and this goes back to Marilia's point, too, about ensuring that non-commercial voices are heard. And, of course, ALEC is not solely non-commercial, but I think we have a shared interest in the role of the users. And I think we want to make sure that as that group is set up and chartered, it doesn't end up just being something where the domain industry or the contracted parties are, or you know, or the registries more generally, are driving the whole show. You noticed when Fadi did the meeting the other day to introduce the whole topic, who was on the stage. And when I asked him about that, he said, "Well, the concerned parties should be represented on the stage." And I told him, "Fadi, we're all concerned." He said, "Well, yes, but the ones who have operational responsibilities, whose political support we need to sign off on this." So that's how you had all the I-STARS and so on. So, but we have to make sure that, you know, that's a completely legitimate set of interests, but we have to make sure we're in the mix too.
Thank you very much, Bill. Behind me, that my eye at the back of my head doesn't work, right? I'm going to have to look around. Amar.
Thanks. Just in response to Bill, I don't think that's exactly accurate. The discussions going on between the GNSO Council and the CCNSO Council yesterday, as well as what was being said at the wrap-up session today, was more that, okay, there is a what we're calling a tentative rough first draft of a charter for a cross-community working group on the IANA transition issues. But that this is something that would have to, and it was made emphatically clear that it has to be clear that the GNSO is not leading this, and it was agreed yesterday with the CCNSO that it wouldn't also be, there would be no leadership exclusive to the CCNSO and the GNSO, but rather an agreement between the entire community, all the ACs and the SOs, and trying to get them all on board at the very first stage of agreeing on a charter that would scope the mandate of the cross-community working group. So I think it's important that everyone is on the same page right now, and hopefully this will be communicated on the AC's SO lists or through other channels, but it is important that everyone knows that there is no one who is taking any form of exclusive leadership on this now, and if it happens in the future, it has to be by agreement of the entire community, not
I hope you're right. Thanks. I hope you're right. I'm just telling you what I was told.
Thank you, Amar. Evan?
Hi. I'm going to sort of go into really trying to simplify things and back up a bit. We're talking about CCNSO, GNSO collaboration on this, and I'm thinking, well, what is the remit of the GNSO and the CCNSO themselves within ICANN? They're dealing with generic names. And they're dealing with country code names. They're not, by their design, intended to talk about governance issues. That's something that's community-wide. So I'm sort of wondering why the SOs sort of say it behooves on them to take the primary role. There's not just ALAC. There's a whole bunch of other advisory committees. Indeed, the RSAC, the SSAC probably have as much of a role to play in the governance issues, along with the rest of us. I really can't see this as having legitimacy if it's simply being launched by the SOs. And, somebody please correct me if I'm wrong or dreaming here, but it really strikes me as really, really strange that the SOs, in the absence of any of the other advisory bodies that run the whole gamut of what ICANN does here, seem to be asserting that they have a special role to take leadership in this.
Thank you, Evan. I have on the list Rafik Damak and then Alan Greenberg.
Okay. Rafik for the transcript. So we think now we talked many times about maybe new cross-community working group and INA transition. But what I'm thinking about is, can we really talk about the process? I mean, that's the first issue that we have in table. Like today, it's supposed that the comment period will end today, will be closed today. So we need really to speak about the process that will be set up. And I think that's... I guess we will find a common ground between NCIG and ALAC to work on that. So how to be inclusive, transparent, open, and so on. So maybe we should work on that. And I think this we have two tracks. The cross-community working group discussion will happen at the level SO and ACs. And so that's the point I want to make.
Okay, thank you, Rafik. Just as a point to sort of remind you, there is a possibility of SO and AC chairs, I think, this afternoon at the beginning of the public forum to issue a statement from their community. I don't know whether that incorporates SG chairs as well. So we're going to, there was a statement that was sent from staff over to the whole community, and there was disagreement on the contents of it. The ALAC has drafted a statement that will be read to the record early in the first half an hour of this afternoon's meeting. I'm not sure whether, you're not aware of this process. Okay, let's go to Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. I'm afraid, as I heard Evan talking, that sounded exactly what other people said about the last group of who is the ALAC and NCSG to take the lead on this when everyone is concerned. And I know the discussion that led to that group basically focused on, Fatty suggested that there be a bottom-up process. Nobody has started it yet. The week is almost over. Let's do something. And I didn't get the feeling that there was a position being taken by the CCNSO or the GNSO saying they have to lead it, just that somebody's got to kick it off and try to get the other parties involved. And that's what I sensed as that. And I wasn't at the meeting where that was discussed, but that was the tone that I sort of got. Certainly, IANA stewardship is not a GNSO policy issue, but the GNSO and the CCNSO have a vital interest in making sure that IANA keeps on working properly, because their policies have no merit, no meaning at all, if without that as a background. So that's the way I sensed it. Maybe I'm just being kind and benevolent and trying to avoid finding boogeymen and conspirators, but that is the way I read it anyway.
Thank you very much, Alan. Any other comment on this as a follow-up? Avery Doria.
Yeah, this is Avery Doria. I just wanted to mention that, and I thought Amr said this, that there was a recognition that they had to go talk to the rest of the AC and SO leaders. It was just the two of them, and this time they were doing it right. They were saying, gee, let's do this. Oh, let's go talk to those other guys too. So I don't think Evan, that it is the situation of excluding. I think it's just two groups were sitting and talking, and they decided, okay, great idea, now let's talk to the rest.
Thanks, Avery. Asked and answered.
And that was Evan speaking. Any other comments on this? So is there anything that our two groups should be doing in this respect, joining forces on something, or collaboration, sharing of information? I mean, we have a GNSO liaison, of course, in the guise of Alan Greenberg, but would there be, and I'm asking here my fellow ALAC members who are frantically, obviously, taking notes on their computers about this meeting. I'm just asking them whether, you know, we should ask for further collaboration or something. Jean-Jacques Subrenat.
No, it's not an offer for cooperation. It's rather a remark about the process, and the whole thing for the next few weeks will be about process. But in order to get that in a proper and constructive way, I wonder whether it wouldn't be good for a selected number of people from the two sides to get together about the content. How do we analyze, how do you analyze the statement by NTA? I mean, this was crafted, you know, we're told it was crafted on the side of a table in 2 minutes. No, it's been going on for months, I suppose. So we have to really understand what is at stake, what is the fallback position of the U.S. government. There is, I think, and I throw this on the table, a major contradiction, at least apparently, in the way this is worded and what the probable outcome can be. On the one hand, the NTIA statement says an administrative arrangement where it would not be government-led nor intergovernmental. That's one point. The other point I want to make in relation with this is that, on the contrary, the whole sociology of ICANN for the past few years has been inescapably a reinforcement of the role of the GAC and therefore of nation states. So how do we combine the two? My reading of this is that there's a position in Washington, also under the pressure of large industries in the U.S., to say, look, if really there's so much fuss now about the U.S. maintaining its single oversight of the internet, fine. Why don't you dare the other guys to come up with something different? And in that case, no government and no intergovernmental thing. It'll be much more difficult to achieve. But make that statement. That's my analysis. So maybe it would be useful for the two groups at least to understand what not the outcome is, but what the stakes are, seen both from Washington and from other capitals.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. There certainly was concern on the GAC about this particular sentence. Did that mean that no solution could include governments or intergovernmental organizations? The response that Larry Strickling gave to the GAC itself when he met with the GAC a few days ago was that the sentence was not intended to mean this. It was intended to mean that the process should not be controlled by a government or by a governmental organization. Now, that said, if the control of the process goes to ICANN, the GAC being ingrained in the ICANN bylaws as basically requiring a response from the board, and we have seen that the GAC, when it flexes its muscles, has been able to get ICANN to do things against its own will, but has been able to get ICANN to do its own things. The GAC working under a consensus methodology today, but being able, very much so, to change its methods of work and change into a voting method of work, the GAC could end up effectively controlling the process by having votes on these issues and having a small number of countries ganging up together to pass a vote on the GAC to then get ICANN to do something if ICANN was in charge. So that is something to remember. And it's the whole thing that I have provided you with, I've already heard from some people, and this is why it's such a complex issue. Now, with regards to other stakeholders, the feedback I have had also is that, yes, some parties that are inherent to the agreements that have either not signed contracts but that were part of the prior agreements are saying, well, you know, we were part of the old agreement. The only thing that's changing is the removal of the U.S. government function of being the last resort before something goes, you know, the last hurdle before something goes into the root, and also the accountability. Well, there's the accountability mechanism, and there's also the enforcement mechanism. And that's another level of complexity, because how can you be accountable without someone being able to enforce that accountability? Certainly, some of the processes, including the ATRT, etc., at ICANN, have enforced the accountability of ICANN itself, but always with regard to an agreement with an outside party, such as the affirmation of commitment, for example. So you could say that you could build a set of self-accounting or self-accountable mechanisms for the INF function, but then who would be enforcing this? Some are saying we might need to open up to the fact that there could be another organization to which ICANN could be accountable too, but then how do you make that accountable, that organization accountable? It's a chicken and egg scenario. And the concern, my personal feeling, the concern I have at the moment is that we are entering a period of instability. We're also entering a period where a lot of opportunists will try and pull the cover to themselves. So we will see all sorts of, I was going to use the word crazy, but no, that's not diplomatic enough, all sorts of interesting ideas that will come through. Some which say that ICANN has to roll back 15 years and start again at the beginning and say, well, it was built wrong to start with, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not quite sure which way to go on this, but what's clear, the ALAC has drafted a statement based on this week's discussions that says that the user component is extremely important. It needs to be a key to the future of all these discussions, and users have to be involved in the in both the negotiations, the discussions, etc., and also in the final product. You know, that's something which we might not see from other SOs and ACs, depending on who they are. I wonder if the NCSG has worked on a position and what that position is. Do you have a statement? Do you have you been able to discuss this? And I guess after that we do need to go, because the public forum will start very soon. IANA, have you developed statements on anything to do with IANA?
yes, we have a statement, and we can share with you later if you want. So.
Jean-Jacques, I'd like to take you up on this putting together of a small group of people. I don't think it's a working group as such, but could we just have is there interest on in the NCSG to have people that can continue, like lead topic leaders or something on this? You're not NCSG, Holly, sorry. I will call for you like in a moment. Is there any interest in the NCSG to have a couple of, I'm just saying two or three, subject topic leaders who would be interested in keeping a strong bridge between the different, you know, between ALAC and NCSG on these matters, so that we know when you're drafting a statement, we're aware, and when we're drafting a statement, you're aware. We're likely to draft a much more complete statement than what is there currently.
We can call for volunteers now. I mean, who want to volunteer from NCSG? Or I can volunteer some people, like Avery.
Avery speaking. Is that my punishment for not paying attention?
For much more, Avery. But
I think Rudy wants to be on this as well.
Okay, Rudy. Yeah. Who else? Okay, so maybe we can check later.
Okay, and on the ALAC? We got Rafid, So Rafid Fatani, or Raf Fatani, Jean-Jacques Subrenard, Holly Reich, Fatima Canvernero. Fantastic. Okay. Go ahead, Jean-Jacques.
Yes, I'd just like to make clear that my initial remark or suggestion was not about the process. We agree on that. It is really a simple analysis, a sort of geostrategic analysis of why this is happening now. Why didn't it happen 1.5 years ago? Because that was before the Snowden revelations, etc. So we just have to make clear what the geostrategic background is about.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. And I'm going to take my time to pass the floor over to Avery Doria, who's jumping, literally jumping up and down in her seat. Avery.
While I don't want to diminish the contribution of Satan Snowden, blessed be his name, I actually think that the timing has to do a lot more with a combination of two things. One is Larry's participation, Larry and NTAA's participation in the ATRT2, and actually coming to a conclusion and looking at the way it's being taken up, that coming to conclusion that there really is an accountability mechanism that is working, and also looking at the fact that this was something that perhaps he wanted to get done while he was still in the job. And so while I think, you know, St. Snowden is a good cover for these things and for getting people to accept it, I really do not see it as a cause in any way whatsoever. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Avery. Jean-Jacques, and then Alan.
Thank you. Avery, I really appreciate your remark, and that's precisely part of my proposal. It's to be able to analyze all the elements, the Snowden element, perhaps the Saint Larry and the Saint Fiona element as well. Domestic politics in the U.S. is also a real factor, because the Democrats want to move away, if they are not reelected as president, to be able to carry away that as something a given for the future. You're quite right. Simply, I'm saying that we should not avoid some, let's say, inconvenient aspects of our analysis. We should be thorough. That's all I was saying.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. I think next was Alan.
Just wanted to comment that we can't forget that Larry's oversight of this portfolio is just about over. And he may well either want to leave a legacy or be fearful of what the next regime will do. And similarly, if a Republican president is elected next time around, all bets may be off. So I think that timing may well have a lot more to do with it than anything else.
Okay, thank you. Bill Drake?
I'm not sure how much down the road of trying to suss out the internal workings of U.S. politics you really want to try to get into, but I know that...
Do you want a challenge?
I know that...
30 seconds to explain U.S. politics.
There are people... some of us have been talking to NTIA pretty closely for a long time. There's been a desire to do this for a long time. They don't want this thing. You know, it's been a pain in the ass. And it's frankly, and it's held up any effort to try to move discussions on internet governance into more productive terrains. There's been planning going on for a long time. The four principles were not written on a napkin. They started working on this in December. There has been a plan when ICANN was ready and credible to get rid of this thing. The timing is, as Avery says, the ATRT process gave them more hope that they are now in a position where they can hand this off effectively and not have it blow up. But it's been a desire to do so for quite some time for all kinds of reasons.
Okay, and with these wise words from Bill, we can move on to number three in our agenda. And that was just a quick update on the Atlas II. For those who have been sleeping in a cave for the past year, you might not be aware that there is an at-large summit that will take place in London in June 2014. And we are bringing our 160 at-large structures, some of which are actually also, I think, NCSG and some NPOC structures as well, to London, and providing them with a full agenda of plenary sessions on Saturday, Sunday, then workshops, etc. It's a very large project with a working group that's currently doing some capacity building or preparing some capacity building in the run-up to then. The question really was how could NCSG participate? Now, there's already one thing that members of the NCSG are encouraged to be doing, or select members of the NCSG is to come and act in the capacity building sessions. I think there are a few members from your community that have been asked already to participate. But also, I think we will be asking for your chairs of SOAC, SGs, the whole thing to go and talk to our participants. And of course, you're very much invited to take part in the sessions. Tijani, did I summarize this, or did you want to add anything?
I think you said everything.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from NCSG participants? Rudy Vansnik.
Thank you, Olivier. Well, I think that it would be good if we could have an overview of what you're planning, what are the events and workshops you're planning already. I know that in the Atlas II, there's a lot of work already done, and ANPOC is willing to engage themselves in collaborate in discussions and panels, but it's good if we could have an indication of what are the topics, what are the items that you're going to address in order to prepare our panels also.
Okay, thank you very much, Rudy. The topics are on the wiki, I think. At least they're on Heidi's computer, which Heidi does this thing about making the characters as small as possible. So at the moment, I feel like I'm on planet Mars with a little telescope. Do you know these homemade telescope things? Trying to see. So a few light years away from me, we've got the future of multi-stakeholderism, the globalization of ICANN, global internet, the user perspective, ICANN, transparency and accountability, and at-large community engagement in ICANN. These are the five main working groups. There will be some sessions. I think they've disappeared. The sessions on capacity building. That's been zapped, obviously. So there were some capacity building topics as well, which are coming forth. But these will be transmitted. We're currently building the wiki so as to be able to have something that's presentable and not a work in progress. But as you know, we've been a little bit busy in Singapore. So if you wish, what we can have as an action item is as soon as the agenda is built up, or at least the first parts of the agenda are built up, we can ask staff to provide the NCSG with an update. Evan? Sorry, I thought it was Evan. Marie-Laure Lemine.
Thank you, Olivier. Just one quick question. Is there still room for discussing with you some kind of, you know, adding another item or issue on the agenda, or is this just a closed agenda because we're coming in late?
I'm not sure if the agenda is closed or not, but I think that it will probably have to take this up afterwards because I know that the agenda is still being worked on, and I leave it over to the organizing committee to take it up. Kathy Kleiman?
Yes, I'll ask a question then a follow-up, which is there anything on the agenda about the new GTLDs and education outreach about new GTLDs to user communities?
Yes, thank you very much, Kathy. There is, and I'm doing this from memory, there is actually in the capacity building sessions about GTLDs, new GTLDs, and there's also about IDNs as well.
Can I do my follow-up on that?
And these are set webinars that will take place prior to the summit as well. We've got 3 months until July, so we've got webinars, and then we don't want our ALSs to arrive and say, what is a GTLD? That's loss of face-to-face time.
Okay. Well, then the follow-up might be because I just learned about this session a few hours ago when I was mentioning something to ICANN staff that the rights protection mechanisms in new GTLDs are about to go into effect in great force, which means that those people who register domain names in the new GTLDs are subject to existing rights protection mechanisms, which include the UDRP, but to new ones as well, which include the Uniform Rapid Suspension. And the intellectual property community, constituency, and also outside of the ICANN world, has been very involved in educating each other on how to bring actions, complaints, objections against domain names. We haven't been quite as involved in teaching people how to respond. Users how to respond, domain name registrants how to respond. So if that was something that would be of interest, I'd be happy to help.
Okay, thank you. I think members of the organizing committee will have taken note. And maybe one action item will be to provide you with a list of the members so that you can follow up with them and provide Marie-Laure as well with a list of the members. That's fine. I make this an action item, please. Provide a list, not to to NCSG level, so provide it over to Rafiq Damak. Okay, so it's not the NCSG to provide. The ALAC is to provide a list of the organizing committee people who are in charge of the workshops, please. I know we're tired, but... Okay, back to you, Rafiq.
Thanks. So we can work together. It's, I think, your conference, and we can collaborate and see when we can help and support. So at NCAG level, we also with our constituency. So there is a lot of room for working together again. So
perfect.
Yep. So should we close this?
Any other business? No, I see a lot of very tired faces around the table, maybe hungry, and the public forum has just started as well. You've got, 3-4 hours of fun and entertainment. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for coming here, and see you in London, hopefully. And until then, I'm sure we're going to continue the good discussion between our communities. So thanks, and this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.